Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into 10 Days to Faster Reading by Abby Marks Beale. Released in 2001, this guide is designed to help you accelerate your reading speed and enhance your comprehension, allowing you to conquer your stack of unread books more efficiently. Abby Marks Beale, the founder of The Corporate Educator and the author behind Success Skills, Strategies for Study and Lifelong Learning, applies her expertise in educational training to revolutionize the way we read. Through 10 Days to Faster Reading, she outlines practical methods to break down the mental barriers and poor habits that slow our reading pace and offers strategies to replace them with more effective techniques for faster and more retainable reading. This book is perfect for anyone eager to improve their reading speed, including educators seeking fresh strategies for their students, college students looking to manage their heavy reading loads, and avid readers aiming to get more out of their reading time. Whether you are looking to refine your reading skills or simply manage your reading list better, Abby Marks Beale's insights in 10 Days to Faster Reading could be the game changer you need. Join us as we explore how to transform the way you read in just 10 days. Days to Faster Reading. Zip through books, magazines, and newspapers. Understand and remember everything you read. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of speed reading and enhance your memory. Imagine having the extraordinary ability to breeze through books, documents, and articles at a phenomenal rate while retaining more of their content. While it might not be as dramatic as flying or becoming a billionaire overnight, mastering the art of speed reading can transform your personal and professional life without any need for magic. 10 Days to Faster Reading is your personal coach in mastering this invaluable skill. This guide promises to equip you with the techniques to speed up your reading within just 10 days. The book does not just introduce you to speed reading. It also offers practical tips and strategies tightly packed into actionable advice. From enhancing your reading speed to boosting your comprehension and retention, this guide covers all bases. The narrative of the book is structured to alter your perception of reading. It challenges and reshapes the conventional approach to reading by pointing out common misconceptions and inefficient habits that many of us unknowingly cling to. Did you know that you can extract about 40% of a book's value through strategic previewing before delving into detailed reading? This strategy alone can significantly cut down your reading time while ensuring you grasp the core concepts of the material. Moreover, 10 Days to Faster Reading dives into the science of reading and brain efficiency. It explains how underutilized brain capacity during reading not only slows you down, but also affects how much information you retain. As you explore these insights, you'll be urged to practice with materials at hand, whether that's a daily newspaper, a magazine, or any non-fiction piece. The idea is to apply these methods immediately and witness the transformation in your reading capabilities. In this compelling exploration, you'll discover practical ways to shift your reading paradigm for better efficiency, utilize a powerful 40% previewing technique, enhance brain engagement to boost processing and retention, start your journey today and unlock a faster, more effective reading version of yourself in just 10 days. Part 1. Reframe your reading habits for better efficiency and less stress. The feeling of being overwhelmed by an ever-growing stack of unread books and articles is a familiar stress point for many of us. Each new day seems to offer more intriguing content than we can possibly consume, creating a constant sense of running behind. Yet, the root problem may not be the sheer volume of reading material, but rather how we approach the act of reading itself. It's time to debunk a few pervasive myths about reading that may be holding you back from becoming a more proficient reader. Firstly, there's no obligation to plow through every single word of a book or article to grasp its essence. The key to efficient reading is learning to quickly identify what is crucial and what can be skimmed or skipped altogether. This skill, often referred to as selective reading, involves previewing a text to pinpoint the most relevant sections. Mastering this technique can drastically reduce your reading load and significantly boost your comprehension. Another common misconception is that you need to memorize everything you read to truly benefit from it. This false belief, likely ingrained during our school days, can turn reading into a strenuous and unenjoyable task. Instead of trying to store all new information in your short-term memory, focus on creating a simple system for retrieval. Whether it's making digital notes, highlighting passages, or jotting down key points on paper, find a method that allows you to easily access and review important information without the pressure to memorize every detail. Lastly, let's tackle the stigma associated with reading during work hours. Many professionals worry that they might appear unproductive if they're seen reading at their desks. However, keeping abreast of relevant literature, industry news, and current market trends is not only beneficial, but often essential for your job performance. Engaging with pertinent reading material can inspire innovation, enhance knowledge, and keep you competitive in your field. Living under these outdated misconceptions not only makes reading a chore, but can drastically reduce your efficiency. It's time to adopt a smarter approach to reading, prioritizing, using effective note-taking methods, and integrating reading into your daily work life to transform it into a powerful tool for personal and professional growth without the stress. Part 2. Break free from common reading habits to skyrocket your efficiency. Reading is a skill that many of us take for granted, not realizing that some deeply ingrained habits can significantly slow us down. Recognizing and rectifying these habits can drastically improve your reading speed and comprehension. One major hurdle is passive daydreaming, which happens when your mind drifts away from the text to unrelated thoughts. Instead, aim to engage in active mind wandering. This technique involves directing your thoughts to make connections between the material you're reading and your knowledge or experiences. For instance, if you're reading about Italian art, think back to a trip you took to Italy and use those memories as anchors to better absorb and link new information. This method helps in creating a mental map where new facts can efficiently adhere. Another common setback is regression, the habit of repeatedly reading the same lines. This often subconscious action can be minimized by physically covering the text you've just read with a card or a piece of paper. This forces you to move forward rather than backward. Remember, frequent regression should only be done when necessary, such as when you need clarity on a complex point or have missed a critical detail. Lastly, subvocalization, reading each word in your head as if speaking it out loud, is a habit that drastically reduces speed. The average person can mentally process up to 400 words per minute, but subvocalization slows this down to about 150 words per minute. To curb this, practice focusing on key words and phrases instead of vocalizing each word. Alternatively, engaging in a simple, repetitive physical activity like humming or chewing gum while reading can disrupt the tendency to subvocalize, increasing your reading pace. By addressing these habits, transitioning passive daydreaming to active exploration, reducing regression, and eliminating subvocalization, you can significantly enhance your reading efficiency. This transformative approach allows you to cover more material in less time, with greater retention and understanding. Part 3. Speed up your reading with strategic shortcuts. If you're ready to elevate your reading skills and cut through the noise of unnecessary information, implementing a few strategic shortcuts can make a significant difference. Here's a straightforward 3-step method to transform you into a more efficient and swifter reader. The first step is to define your purpose clearly whenever you pick up a book or an article. Understanding why you're reading something streamlines your focus and helps in organizing your thoughts. Ask yourself 2 critical questions. Why am I reading this? and why do I need this information? These questions can help you decide what material deserves your time. For instance, if you're keen on updating yourself about international politics, you might not need to delve into outdated journals. Or if your child is excelling in school, perhaps you don't need to review their assignments daily. Such discernment saves time and directs your energy where it's most needed. Secondly, apply the technique of previewing all nonfiction materials before fully reading them. Begin by examining the introductory paragraphs to grasp the essence of the content, then glance over titles, subtitles, and any highlighted or bolded texts to identify key themes and ideas. Follow this by reading the first sentence of each paragraph, which usually introduces the paragraph's main point. This method of previewing acts like a sieve, helping you sort the wheat from the chaff, allowing you to focus on portions of the text that are most pertinent to your goals and skip the rest. Through previewing, you can capture about 40% of the essential information, making the actual reading faster and more focused. The third step involves adopting specific speed reading techniques, which are designed to further increase your reading pace and efficiency. These techniques, which range from minimizing subvocalization to optimal eye movement strategies, will be covered in more detail in subsequent sections. By clarifying your reading goals, mastering the art of previewing, and learning speed reading techniques, you'll unlock the ability to consume content faster than ever before while retaining and understanding more. These steps are your roadmap to becoming a reading powerhouse. Confident in navigating vast amounts of information with ease and precision. Part 4. Enhance your reading speed by focusing on keywords. As we continue to explore ways to become more efficient readers, it's essential to understand that our reading techniques might be a bit dated, often not having evolved much since elementary school. To remedy this, let's dive into some effective strategies that can drastically increase your reading speed. One transformative technique is to concentrate on the keywords within the text, essentially skipping the less critical words. Our eyes naturally make short, rapid movements called saccades, rather than gliding smoothly across every word on the page. By identifying and focusing only on the key terms, generally words longer than three letters that carry the sentence's main meaning, you can maintain comprehension with less effort. Try this approach with the following exercise. Focus only on the bold words in the next line. The strategy primarily relies on essential tactics and methods. By isolating these impactful words, you grasp the main idea without needing to process every single word, thus speeding up your reading time significantly. Another technique to accelerate your reading is by recognizing thought groups instead of single words. Visualize each thought group as a unit divided by slashes, like so. When you read by thought groups, your eyes move more quickly across the page, increasing your overall reading speed. This method encourages your eyes to move faster and utilize your peripheral vision to capture entire phrases at once. To enhance your peripheral vision and adapt to these new reading patterns, practice by quickly scanning phrases and attempting to repeat them. For instance, while stuck in a traffic jam, you might glance at a car's license plate and then try to recite it from memory. As you experiment with these strategies, you may experience some eye strain. This is normal. Your eyes are adjusting to a new way of reading. With persistent practice, your eye muscles will strengthen, making these techniques more comfortable and your reading faster and more fluid. Part 5. Master advanced reading techniques like reading between the lines and indenting. Ready to further refine your reading skills? Here are a couple of more advanced techniques that promise to improve your reading speed and comprehension by changing how you visually engage with the text. A useful method to tackle the common habit of subvocalization, where you speak the words in your mind as you read, is by focusing on the white space just above the text. By doing so, you can still recognize the top halves of the letters, which is often enough to comprehend the words without getting bogged down in mentally vocalizing them. This technique helps you to glide over the words faster, scanning them without lingering unnecessarily on each word. Additionally, the indenting method utilizes your peripheral vision to increase reading speed. Instead of starting at the very beginning of each line, position your eyes about half an inch into the line and finish reading similarly short of the line's end. This approach lets you still see and process the beginning and end of each line using your peripheral vision, but reduces the number of eye movements, saccades, per line. Each small reduction in stops can lead to a significant increase in your overall reading speed. Cutting down even one stop per line could enhance your speed by more than 10%. If this feels awkward at first, you can train yourself by marking your books or documents. Draw vertical lines half an inch away from both the left and right margins of your page. These lines will serve as visual cues to start and stop your eye movements, helping you habituate to this new pattern of reading. Relearning how to read, especially when adjusting long-standing habits, can indeed be challenging and might initially slow you down. However, as you practice these techniques, the initial struggle will give way to significantly faster and more efficient reading capabilities. Stick with it. The long-term benefits of enhanced reading skills far outweigh the temporary discomfort of adapting to new methods. Part 6. Accelerate your reading speed using guided hand movements. Remember how, as children learning to read, we often used our fingers or a pointer to help track the words on a page. This simple method didn't just help us as beginners, but can be an effective tool for adults looking to increase their reading speed. The principle behind this technique is straightforward. Our eyes are attracted to movement. Just as you might instinctively follow a fluttering butterfly with your gaze, you can use your finger to guide your eyes more swiftly and smoothly across a page of text. To practice this, place your finger slightly to the side of a line in your book or on your screen. As you read, move your finger at a steady pace down the page, pushing your eyes to keep pace. For reading materials with narrower columns, such as newspapers or magazines, try positioning your index finger just below the line you're reading, moving it down in a straight line or a serpentine pattern along the column. This helps maintain a consistent reading rhythm and discourages your eyes from wandering. To prevent the common habit of regressing or rereading text, employ a simple blocking technique. You can use a business card or, for a more improvisational tool, your hand. Form a fist with your left hand, extend your thumb, and then use your hand to cover the lines you've just read, moving it down as you progress. This acts as a physical reminder to keep moving forward and prevents the temptation of backtracking. Although using your hand or a pointer might feel awkward or conspicuous at first, these tools serve as excellent aids in developing faster reading habits. Think of them as the training wheels of reading. Eventually, you may find that you no longer need them, but they are incredibly helpful while you're building confidence and speed in your reading abilities. Give these strategies a try. They may feel unusual initially, but with practice, you'll likely notice a significant improvement in your reading speed. Final summary. It's a common misconception that once we learn to read in elementary school, no further development of reading skills is necessary. However, as the amount and speed of information continue to grow in our fast-paced world, it's crucial to revisit and enhance these skills. By learning to prioritize what you read, efficiently previewing content, and adopting speed reading techniques, you can transform your reading habits to not only keep up, but also excel in today's information-rich environment. Reassessing and updating your reading strategies can lead to profound improvements in both personal and professional realms, allowing you to absorb and utilize information more effectively. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.